From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Hill House.
I thought I'd put one foot in front of the other and run. Run, run, run until all these things were undone. But I can't hide, you knew it just one glance. You figured me out, I didn't want to say the words. But if I pushed you away, thrown you out my door, we'd have no words to say, we could have had it any other way. What I think or feel anymore. You felt a passion, you told me my eyes wanted more. Oh, comfort is easy, love is so hazy. I can't remember the last time I daydreamed. Would you like me still? And if I told you my heart, it wouldn't have been that hard. Looking back, I know I would have done it any other way. Ooh, would you like me still? Ooh, it's okay, I'll sleep alone. I've always liked to sleep alone.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of our program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th broadcast season, and tonight is our 692nd live performance. Woo! Following many weeks of stay-at-home and distancing restrictions, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, we're glad to say, is again available to us, and we're very glad to be back with you. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, We will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. And for now, our Wednesday performances will take place without an in-studio audience. We are pleased as punch to have back with us on Red Barn Radio a terrifically talented trio from Louisville, Kentucky. Taylor Shuck is on banjo, Isaac May on guitar, and Ellie Miller on violin. Please welcome Hill House to the Red Barn stage.
Walk, but only gods can fly. The ocean's deep and the valley's wide. If I had wings, I'd see the other side. My mama said you'd be a man someday. But spread your wings and you'll fly away. Always did what my mama said, and I've got this fever burning in my head. So I put on my paper wings and I climb up on that hill. Blood flow through my veins, and I smell the daffodils. Watch the buzzards flying high, and today the world will know that I'm the boy that flew paper wings. Throw my penny in a wishing well, send me to heaven, Lord, not to hell. It's what I do, wasn't meant to be done. Rather make my own than to settle for none. Some are born to decoy, others born hammer steel. That don't explain the things that I feel. Cause I'm jealous of the sun, and I'm jealous of the moon. If I get my own way, I'm gonna be there soon. So I put on my paper wings, and I climb up on that hill. Feel the blood flow through my veins, and I smell the daffodils. Watch the buzzards flying high. Today the world will know that I'm the boy that flew paper wings.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Hill House.
Beautiful, and how great to have you guys back again. The guys I'm talking about, those of you who are just joining us, is Taylor Shuck, Ellie Miller, and Isaac May, and they are Hill House. It's a neat occasion for them to be back here. They've got a new album. It's called Silence Turns to Sound. It's evidently going to be released awfully soon. I bet you that at some point tonight they will squeeze in some information about how it is that you can get your hands on a copy of it. Great to have you all here, and thank you all for joining us on Red Barn Radio. Those of you listening and watching us on YouTube Live, I see a number of folks, Kelly and Mike and Lucy, and great to have you guys with us. Why don't we start by you all telling us the story of how Hill House came to be.
Taylor, you got us into this mess.
Yeah, I did. So the way it got started was, I guess it was
2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago?
Half.
Well, I mean, like, for me and Ellie.
Oh, for you.
That was
right.
2 years ago.
You and I met, like,
yeah,
2 years ago.
We were doing this Pine Mountain Settlement School recording for a friend of ours, Lily Lyons, and we were playing Scrabble in this cabin at the Pine Mountain Settlement School called Hill House. We were playing Scrabble, and it was late at night, and we were like, hey, that would be a cool name for a band one day. We all became these side guys for a band called Pluck Yeah.
You know, that's everyone's reaction.
It's kind of true.
Drunk people love the title, the name, though.
Yeah,
and grandmothers.
I'm sure.
But,
right.
But we all started this group chat called Exasperated Instrumentalists because we were all side guys and exasperated. And we decided that we wanted to play some of our own material. And we got together on a cold July afternoon. January.
Oh, okay.
We're running together. Cold January afternoon.
I was trying to figure what state together. Were you in? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the state, but
not a sober state, apparently.
We got together in January. We started playing together more and more, and then it became a band.
I'm sorry, I know it's been a little while since we talked out loud. I know there's ways to change strange things. I say there's been time. We're different now. No matter what you say or do, I find myself stuck back on you. It's different every time. There's peace of mind I only find with you and I. On my mind, and then I'd be back onto you, and I was lost, oh, feeling blue. It ain't right, I was out of line. No matter what you say or do, I find myself stuck back on you. It's different every time. This peace of mind I only find. Hear the words that I last spoke to you, and then I dreamed that we'd never hear the lies I said were true. No matter what you say or do, I find myself stuck back on you, different every time. This peace of mind I only find. Stuck back on you, different every time. This peace of mind I only find with you and I.
How did your sound get shaped? Did you come together with an idea of sort of the kind of band you wanted to be? Did you all decide you wanted to have a strong vocal element? Did you decide you wanted to be sort of like fill in the blank?
Yes and no. Yeah, so the band Pluck Yeah we played with was more sort of a jam band, and we played in loud bars, and we all hurt at the end of the gigs, and that was where the exasperation came from. My hand would hurt for days after these gigs. The one thing was we wanted to play something we could really think through. And so we got together and did a video, which I think is still up on our website, of us playing June Apple. And it was like our first or second take, and we're like, wow, this is what we were looking for. We all were just like really happy with that. And so it started with that, and shortly thereafter, we got a gig at a local brewery. And at that point, we didn't have enough material, so we played traditional bluegrass songs that we'd all played for years. And we all realized that's not what we wanted to be doing. So we'd all written material independently, and we started looping that in. And we had that core of idea. We wanted to be arranged, really think about arrangements and dynamics and bringing in our own material. And so over the course of a couple dozen gigs, we sort of found what that meant for us.
Gonna turn the dial back about a quarter turn. Fire up the engines, watch the hours burn. Gonna stop to see an old friend on my way. I'm on a road trip, looking for a better day. I can picture someplace in my mind. Not sure if it's a place or if it's a time. But I've got all the time in this old world. Think about it, there ain't no doubt about it. Do you ever wish you could go back and do it over again? Rewrite the story, come out with a different end. Do you ever wish there was something you could go back and say on a better day? Quite what I thought. Best part of fishing, getting bound to what you caught. Found that old place that I was searching for. But I'm too late to be happy anymore. Well, the sugar ain't as sweet as it used to seem. The girl ain't as pretty as I see her in my dreams. This old place reminds me of why I left. I guess it was for the best. Hell, I know it was. Do you ever wish you could go back and do over again? Rewrite the story, come out with a different end. Oh, do you ever wish there was something you could go back and say on a better day? Oh, on a better day. Oh, on a better day.
On a better day.
On a better day.
Sometimes arrangements come up on the fly, and even in the songs we just played, it may vary a little from what we recorded or what we worked up.
Do you feel like you spent more time arranging the vocals or arranging the instrumentation?
We've always talked about that, how we're always hired as instrumentalists, and being like primary vocalists in a group was kind of new to us. We're like, well, we obviously have to sing if we're going to do this.
Yeah.
We are all still learning how to use our voices well. And as we've played together and all being like lead vocalists in Hill House, I think we've all really learned a lot.
The three of you gotten some actual sort of vocal training and advice about singing.
Taylor used to sing in choir, right?
I used to sing in choir, but that was a completely different thing.
Yeah,
that's not lead vocals.
I grew up singing bluegrass songs around drunk old men, so no.
Uh-huh.
You could call that some sort of training.
I know I'm personally still thinking about taking vocal lessons. I'd love to, but I think we were all kind of learning on the fly. I think learning on stage was a great tool for us a lot of times, and in the recording studio.
Yeah, because like I remember one particular gig where Taylor and Ellie both were feeling under the weather, and we did a three-hour gig, and I sang the whole show. And I'm like,
I think we all did that, right?
Yeah, at some point we've all like really had to take more of the lead, and I'm like, I can't do that, and if I'm going to, here's what I could do to help with that.
Yeah, right. I think folks who use their voice a ton, whether they're broadcasters or singers, whatever it is that they do, teachers, a lot of teachers, you know, say the same thing. But hydrate, of course, Yep. And then learn how to use your voice.
We do hydrate.
Well, good.
Lovely piece of merchandise
well,
here.
Well, this is...
ALA.
When you break down the stillness and night me, when you come hold me right from behind, when I know if the morning cries out to me, I'll still love you more. When you sold me a life that was never meant to be, when you put your soul right next to mine, when you say a new kind of lie to me, I'll still.
When you got around to finding out what sound you were going to have, who are some of the players maybe that you looked to or felt that you wanted to emulate?
So within Hill House, one of my favorite vocalists is Sarah Jarosz. Mm. I love her voice and I love her songwriting too. So I think her style was something I always looked to when I was writing for Hill House. And vocally, like I said, one of my favorite vocalists. My favorite artist of all time is Joni Mitchell. I take so much inspiration from her. I mean, I'm sure everyone, all musicians should and probably do. And also, probably one of my favorite fiddle players, I love Stuart Duncan.
Mm.
Yeah. His ability to be in that bluegrass context, but be just smooth like butter. I love that.
He's kind of the king, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, right. And he plays a lot with Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those awesome solos on her albums, those are all him.
Yeah.
What about you, Isaac?
It's bounced all over the map. I grew up as a mandolin player, although with Hill House I primarily play guitar. So Sam Bush was always a big influence on me and a lot of the traditional mandolin influences. But through Hill House, I'd say a lot of the more modern bluegrass bands that got tired of playing traditional bluegrass are definitely pulling an influence. Like Nickel Creek is one that immediately comes to mind. And some newer bands like Lonely Heartstring Band and... the big thing was just thinking about dynamics and even lyrical content, because a lot of bluegrass songs are about drinking and women and, you know, like, I don't know, I felt like lyrically there was more to be said. So,
is there something wrong with those things that you were talking about?
I'll leave that up to you to decide, Brad. That's...
I think it's time to change the locks on the front door. I don't want you around anymore. I know it's time for something new. There's nothing left for me and you. Starter homes aren't really the end goal. It's more of a little stepping stone. Got places to see and people to meet. So I'll do it all alone. home. No, I ain't coming home. I think we're gonna have to spend some time apart. You know secrets I keep camouflaged. But whatever happens, our past won't stray. Cause you're in my heart while I look for better days. It's not that I don't love you anymore. The car's on fire, so I'm out the door. Try to save me, but it'd probably be forced. So I'll do it all alone. Don't leave the keys, I ain't coming home. No, I ain't coming home. Circles in a square, homes leaves the corners bare. It leaves the corners bare. It leaves the corners bare. On the front door, I don't want you around anymore. I know it's time for something new. There's nothing left for me and you. So our homes aren't really the end goal. It's more of a little stepping stone. Got places to see and people to meet. So I'll do it all alone. Don't leave the keys, I ain't coming home. No, I ain't coming home. I ain't coming home. No, I ain't coming home. No, I'm never home.
Someone else, I didn't mean to tell no lies. I thought I figured out last time, but not all reasons have arrived. So I guess I'll just open up.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Hill House, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Hill House after this break. This is Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style.
I'm sorry for how much I talk. I hope I didn't piss. Thank you.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Hill House, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style.
All right, Taylor, your turn.
I think the biggest inspirations for me growing up, my very first show that I ever saw was Bela Fleck, Casey Dreeson, and Brian Sutton at the Ryman. And getting to see how they got to like interact with each other, I think just having that kind of communication with musicians and being able to like fully portray a musical idea and explore that musical idea was just something that was so magical to me. And then further on, because Bela is mostly known for his instrumental work, which I love most of his work. Listening to people like Daryl Scott's lyrics and Bob Dylan's lyrics and Joni Mitchell's lyrics and just approach to music was all just so magnificent, really. It was just all about that language and that communication and really getting across more than just a story or a concept. It was getting across the emotion as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song. Couldn't write it in a letter, couldn't tell you on the phone. Well, I don't mind talking, but I guess I'd rather sing. I mean, I know you're bound to listen when you hear the banjo strings. Don't you cry, little darling, cause you know you're not playing. Cause you can't feel the fire until you've found the flame. Sometimes the night's too lonely and sometimes you feel the pain. But the ocean needs the river like the river needs the rain. Tell you on the phone. Well, I don't mind talking, but I guess I'd rather sing. And I know you're bound to listen when you hear the banjo strikes. So I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song. Yeah, I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song.
I think being a musician especially, you have to make a lot of hard choices, because like when I was talking about my inspirations, the thing that made me so inspired to try to follow in their footsteps was how they emotionally communicated. So you have these mixes of business decisions and emotional decisions. And I think taking the choice to even try to do our own thing together was a really great time for me personally, because it taught me so much about how to do my own songs, how to collaborate with people more effectively, and how to allow yourself to be vulnerable while still being also professional and keeping all of that going. And we've also learned a lot on choices about, like, how to find where you want to record, the spaces you want to go in, how to stick to your guns, and if something doesn't feel right necessarily, always trying to go your own path. And I think that's the most important part of it, is always trying to do what's right for yourself and then for your music.
If I'm gonna go my way, then I'm gonna take my time, headed down to the station so I can find some peace of mind. I'm gonna say goodbye to the scenes I've sown, a mom and a man and a girl I've known for years. I need to feel her tears, 'cause I'll be westbound tomorrow, breaking from the small town grind, running those lines like a desperado, hunting for a dime. Oh, I hope that's what I'll find. No reason ain't worth not to try. If I could see past tomorrow, I'll more than fade away. I'll just become another body, filling up a stranger's dream. But I can't see past the distance, but I know these hands of mine, and they'll build something beautiful that'll stand the test of time. Oh, and that'll be fine, 'cause I'll be west bound tomorrow, breaking from a small town grind, running those lines like a desperado, hunting for a dime. Oh, I hope that's what I'll find. No reason ain't worth not to try, 'cause I'll be westbound. I'll be westbound tomorrow, breaking from a small town grind, running those lines like a desperado, hunting for a dime. And I hope that's what I'll find. No reason ain't worth not to try, 'cause I'll be westbound tomorrow.
I was homeschooled my entire life, and at the age of 13, I had the opportunity to go through a technical college based out of Eastern Kentucky called the Kentucky School for Bluegrass and Traditional Music, and they focus on bluegrass music, and it also talked about recording and songwriting and those things. And I got to the age where I would look at going back to college, and I decided that wasn't for me, and I decided to sort of dive in both feet first, and because I also do, outside of music, I do recording stuff and live sound engineering, and so I sort of worked in the production end of things, and interestingly enough, that was just something I did for fun. But as we were creating our own band, so many times you show up and there's no sound system, or there's no sound guy, or a broken sound system, and so many times that fell upon me, and that was a choice that I didn't know was going to lead to that, but it came in really handy. Like I say, if I went the traditional route of being only a performer, I probably wouldn't have picked up those things, but it was being a small starting out band, like, that was, it saved our butts many times.
I think Taylor spoke really well about being true to your own artistry. And it's hard to make some choices. Something that the three of us have always talked about is how, I think, probably artists, but as musicians, this is how we've seen it, that we have such close community with our fellow artists in our city. Mm-hmm. We have close relationships with those people. It seems like a more intimate relationship than maybe any other professional relationship. But maybe I just don't have any other experience. But it feels like a very profound connection that we have with other musicians, and what it's like to have that career. It's a very emotional career, and also just the medium itself. It's art we're trying to create. We're trying to put our voices out into the world. That's exhausting sometimes and draining, but also worth it. That's why we chose to do this.
I wish there was more time for us to catch a spark. Maybe a distance that wasn't so far apart. I wish I had a chance to do everything. I'm booking a one-way ticket, better memory. I'm just booking a one-way ticket, better memory. Oh, Lord. And if I had two extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed lonely. If I had two extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet to be less down, then you could come around and I could come around. I never got the chance to apologize, 'cause the way that I treated you wasn't quite right. Time makes us fonder of the years we got, but memories are sweeter when they're far off. I said now memories are sweeter when they're so far off. And if I had two extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed alone. If I had two extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less to doubt, and you could come around, and I could come around. One last trip up north, make a difference, put the cart behind the horse. Even if it's just one chance to say goodbye, well, sometimes explanations are a lullaby. Sometimes explanations are a lullaby. And if I had two extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed alone. If I had two extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less to doubt, and you could come around, and I could come around. You could come around, and I could come around.
Having understanding and good bandmates helps that a lot, because when you're being too hard on yourself, you got two people there looking out for you saying, hey, let's try this, or you're being too hard on yourself, or having an equal support structure. I think that's, speaking personally, I feel very fortunate to have, because I know not all bands have that. Not only are they my bandmates, they're two of my best friends. And so, you know, and that even comes into sort of a little bit of a tangent here, but like knowing each other that well really helps in the music. There was a time in one of the songs, Taylor's banjo was going out of tune, and I'm paying attention. I'm like, okay, he's going to need me to take over something. Or I noticed Ellie went in a direction that she wasn't intending, but she found a way out that was absolutely incredible. And so that comes from, I don't know, having that connection helps with the music. And I think that's a really lucky thing to have. And it makes those choices easier when you have to make the hard choice, when you are being hard on yourself, when your blind spots come up.
It's also a good time to mention why we're all kind of talking about this. We're kind of all disbanding this thing. It's going to keep going on probably as a recording project. But we all have different directions that we want to explore. Like for me personally, I'm now a member of Mama Said String Band, and I'm going to be keeping the Hill House name going kind of as an acoustic King Crimson is my idea right now, but we'll see.
I think for me, some things came up in my life that made me want to take a step away from pursuing music professionally for a while and sort of reassess. Although this all kind of came up during COVID, and this is the first actual show we've played in a while, and I'd been doubtful about, like, you know, where is my place in music? And playing this show makes me realize, okay, this is where I need to be. I need some time to figure some things out and find out where I stand. But in the interim, as I said, I'm doing some recording work. I have several friends that are wanting to record solo albums. I'll be recording a solo album, and I want to focus more on my writing as well, because that's something that's really been important to me and I've been exploring lately. So
yeah, neat. And Ellie, do you also do some teaching?
That's my source of income right now.
All right.
I was lucky enough to maintain my studio students during COVID so far. I'm teaching over Skype and FaceTime and stuff like that.
And how has that gone?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
There's something about communicating over virtually that, like, there's some things that I have to put so much more into words rather than like, you know, body language or whatever it is. And I can't play with the student. So I have to put a lot of energy into speaking well and giving them an idea across their phone, their iPad. And these kids are just like getting distracted. They're in their own bedrooms. Like, it's not easy, but I'm thankful that I can still teach.
We would like to thank Hill House for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers and staff for their help in making our production happen each week. We give very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Red Barn Radio, roots, music, southern style.
Before we go into this next song, I can't not acknowledge this. This is one of the great things about having live chat in front of you, because you don't get this at a regular show. The most recent comment, love this all-female band, inclusion. I like to think that, can we get a close-up on the beard here, maybe? Or maybe that they're not getting...
I think there's masculine and feminine energy in every single one
you know
of
what?
Us.
That's beautiful, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
This has been a lot of fun. We're going to take you out on a fun cover that we like doing. Ellie's going to sing this one, and this one's a whole lot of fun. It's called I'm on Fire.
Got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And does he do for you the things that I do? I could take you higher. Someone took a knife, baby, edging down, and put a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night, I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Could cool my desire. Oh, oh, I'm on fire. times it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and put a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Could cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Hey, hey, oh, I'm on fire. Oh, 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 I'm on fire. Oh, oh, I'm on fire.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Hill House, Taylor, Ellie, and Isaac for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.